Frank, do you dine out a lot? Say no, not very much. Do you realise, Frank, there is a menu in a restaurant and it has your name on it? And I thought someone was taking the whatever, but I looked into it and some of the team did. And apparently you can sink your teeth into me. Let me speak to James O'Donnell from Cuckoo. James, good morning.
Good morning, Frank. How are we doing?
I'm doing very well. Have you gone cuckoo? What's on this menu?
Well, we've got a whole selection, but, you know, we thought we'd have a bit of fun with it and name a few dishes after a few local celebrities like yourself. We've got the Frank Mitchell, the Julian Simmons, and if you really want, you can go and have the big Hugo Duncan burger.
Oh, that would be a juicy one.
It certainly would. So if you like your burgers with cheese and bacon and everything, the Hugo Duncan's definitely one to go for.
Tell me this, is there a suggestion that Simmons got the veggie option?
He is. He's actually the mixed bean burger.
You see, I've got to lodge an objection here. I'm a vegetarian, and now what am I on your menu?
You are our chorizo sausage cheesesteak.
That sounds pretty classy all the same.
It's a very, very nice meal. It's one of our top sellers, believe it or not.
And according to my detectives, they tell me that somewhere on the menu, it also uses the little phrase, take care, be good, bye-bye.
It does. We've just quoted it at the bottom there. Like we said, we're all about having a bit of fun here at Cuckoo. we sort of just take the mickey and, you know, people seem to, it puts a smile on people's faces, and that's what we aim to do.
Now, what have you got at the bottom of Hugo's? You will.
Actually, we don't have any other quotes. It's just yours we've got the quote of.
Oh, that's legendary. That is good. Do you know what they've done now? They have shot it up on the screen here in front of me. It says, hungry question mark. Here's a teaser from our new menu. We recommend the Frank Mitchell, a sub filled with this particular type of sausage, the onions, the peppers. There's mayo. There's, is it Monterey Jack cheese?
That's the one.
And how long? What are you charging for a bite of me? How much does that cost?
At Cuckoo, that costs £5.
A fiver?
And not only you get that, you get a few chips on the side as well. So,
am I on a cut here at all? I should have patented it. The take care, be good, bye bye, and then I could have got 50p for every one you sell.
Well, that's it. For every bite, you might have got a cut out of it. But unfortunately, that sells now, I think.
You see, it's good for publicity, isn't it? It's a clever trick because people raise it with me and then I want to find out more about it and I have a yarn with you on the phone, and when I talk to people on the phone, everyone can hear. The next thing, Hugo will be phoning you and you'll be on there as well. Are you thinking of spreading the menu out? Because I'm suggesting that we ask people who are listening to the show to come up with a dish for other known names in Northern Ireland. At the moment, you've only got the three, or are there more on your menu?
You're a step ahead of me there, Frank. We are thinking of adding more local celebs, or celebs in general, to our menu. So what we're going to do, we're going to do a competition on our Facebook page.
Mm-hmm.
If you go onto Facebook and just type in Cuckoo Belfast, it'll come up there. So if anyone has a suggestion, if they want to write it on our wall, put a reason as to why that celebrity should be named after one of our dishes, and if you can relate it to one of our dishes, that would be brilliant. Our menu is on our Facebook page as well.
Mm.
And then we'll choose the winner, and that one will be added to our menu.
You see, I feel very flattered that I was in there even before the competition started. I wouldn't mind eating a Carolyn Stewart.
There might be a few people out there that wouldn't mind eating one of those.
Yeah, well, I think we could have one of those on the menu. And who else? What about a Mark Mallet? A Mark Mallet would be a tasty dish.
Well, that's it. Anyone has a blinding suggestion, and like I say, if we can add it to our Facebook page, that'd be brilliant, and we'll start sifting through them. And if they can relate to the dish, I think that's key as well. If they can relate to the dish and as to why that celeb should be named, and a decent reason as to why, then we'll choose the best one and we'll definitely add it to our menu.
I feel very honoured. So if I walk into your outlet, do I see it actually printed on the menu?
You do. You have to order it as the Frank Mitchell.
Yes, is that right? So the girl behind the counter said, two Frank Mitchells and a Julian Simmons there.
That's exactly how it goes. That's exactly how it goes.
I'm very honoured, very honoured. Lovely speaking to you, fella. Thank you.
Frank, that's brilliant. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Cheers.
Take care.
Mate.
Bye.
Bless. That's James O'Donnell there. from Cuckoo. Flattered, honoured, all of that. And not a penny in it for me. Right, it is 14 minutes past 11.
Now, on U105, we have a taste of something special. Because all this week, we're celebrating the Tesco Taste Northern Ireland Festival. A free, fun-packed weekend for lovers of local produce. Friday the 14th to Sunday the 16th of September at Custom House Square. Plus, you could enjoy a taste of success with a chance to win fantastic Tesco gift cards and qualify for our grand finale roadshow when two lucky listeners will each win Tesco gift cards worth £500. So stay tuned to U105 for your chance to win.
Are you ready for the digital switchover? Because there's digital TV and there's digital TV. Hear the difference? Okay, let's make it easier for you. There's digital TV and there's Sky TV, where you'll enjoy a better digital experience with amazing channels like Sky One, Sky Living, and of course, Sky Atlantic, which is exclusive to Sky. Plus, you'll also get a free Sky Plus box with free standard setup. Don't just settle for digital TV. Get Sky TV. Join today at sky.com/digital switchover. Sky. Believe in better. 12-month minimum contract and further terms apply.
The World Police and Fire Games are coming to Northern Ireland in August 2013. We need enthusiastic people aged 16 and over to join Team 2013 as volunteers for a variety of roles on and off the field. To get involved, represent your community and experience the real spirit of the games, apply online by the 31st of October at www.2013wpfg.com. World Police and Fire Games, the friendliest games ever.